Okay. As we look around, we see this place is clearing out. There are sets being struck. Guys hauling heavy equipment out of here, left and right.
Yeah, it's time to party.
It really is. The work is done, Cobra, for the most part, for all these fellows and girls who man these crews that they have down here. Tuesday is always the big day here at the Super Bowl, at least for the Leering Press, because you have two functions. In the nighttime, you have the media party, which was very well chronicled, I thought, as far as our exploits down there went. And before that, Tuesday morning, you have media day, which is where all the players are made available, and you have an hour with each team. And they have to suffer your foolishness in whatever form that might take. Now, the stars are accommodated with podiums, and people crowd around the podium, shout questions at them. Everybody else, the lesser lights, just mill around a little bit. And they're the fun ones, because everybody just walks up to them and grabs them. And we've been laboring under the condition this week with of Corby's ankle or knee or toe or whatever the hell's
wrong
knee. With him.
It's a knee.
Okay, well, whatever. Don't hit me. And that has pressed others into action, and one of those was me, which normally I don't do this type of thing. I'm new to this. I'm very, very green when it comes to this.
Not only did you have your first muffaletta, you also did your first Super Bowl interview.
Yeah, I did. So, a lot of things changed for me down here at this Super Bowl. Anyway, that was all right because I had an angle that I wanted to explore with these guys. And there was one that I couldn't find on the recorder that I thought was okay the other day. And we're going to hear that now. I'm not sure of this gentleman's name. He will tell us here momentarily. But it is a large Tongan fellow for the 49ers. So let's listen.
Okay, I don't know much about football, you know. I don't follow the sport too closely. I'm more of a baseball guy. You like baseball?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
Okay. I like playing it.
What's your name?
Will Tukwafu.
Okay. What position do you play?
What level?
Defensive end.
Okay, who's your position coach with the 49ers?
Jimmy Tomsula.
I've heard a lot about him. I hear he's a hard ass.
Great guy.
But a hard ass? Does he get on you pretty good when you screw up?
I mean, everyone knows. Yeah. You, kind of. All the coaches do.
Yeah.
You got a job to do. If you don't get it done, then they're going to get on you.
Where'd you go to college at?
Oregon.
Did you graduate?
Yes.
You hate Chip Kelly?
Why would I hate him?
I don't know. You tell me.
You asked me.
A lot of people up there don't like him.
Who said that?
A lot of people don't like him. Especially now that he's gone. I was just wondering where you fell on it.
A lot of people like him. I like him.
You like him? Yeah. You always did well with him and everything?
Well, he's my coach.
Is that good times up there at Oregon? Did you have a lot of fun and stuff?
Yeah. That's my place. I love Oregon.
You like New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really been around. Just stay in my room.
What about the New Orleans chicks? You like them and everything?
Nah, I'm not here for the chicks.
You're not?
No.
For the chicks.
I'm married.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're holding true to it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's always. Good. That's good. I salute you for that.
All right.
Do you know who Mick Jagger is?
No.
You ever heard that name before?
I heard it.
Don't have any idea what he is or what he does or anything? What about Mumford and Sons? You know who they are?
Nope.
No? Do you think Ray did it?
Who?
Ray Lewis. Do you think he did it?
Stop it.
Did what?
Oh, dear.
He was involved in that double murder a few years ago.
Oh, dear.
Man, I don't even know that whole story.
But just for what you do know about it, you think there's something to it?
I don't even know what it is, what happened.
You know?
No.
All right. Are you guys doing it for Ray out there this Sunday?
Are we doing what?
Doing it for Ray. It's his last game and all. You know?
Doing what for Ray?
Playing the game for Ray.
We're playing against Ray.
So you're not doing it for Ray.
Why wouldn't we do it for him?
You tried to beat Ray.
Yeah. He's laughing.
he's on the opposing team. We wouldn't do stuff on the opposing team.
So you hate everybody on the opposing team this Sunday?
No, I have good friends on that team.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But you're going to try and kill them all? Are you worried about Ray killing you Sunday?
No. I don't think he's going to kill anybody because that would be illegal.
Got away with it once.
All right, man. Thanks.
Oh, my right. God. I love Mike on the street. Masterful. My favorite part is when he gives an answer, like Michael asks a stupid question, and the guy will answer, and Mike will go, either, oh, okay, or, oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. Just to let him know he's satisfied with his response.
Okay.
Kind of like right, when so the Hammer Keyshawn thing went down.
It really bothers me, and I don't know why, and I know people...
You've got to let this go.
I know. I just can't fathom living in this world where these people don't know who he is.
Where MacGyver has a larger cultural cachet than Mick Jagger.
Mm-hmm. Or that the only reason that people...
Have even
the
heard
youth,
the name. Is
no, not even... Never even heard of him.
Until that song.
Until the song. That right. They know him as a dancer because he has moves like Jagger. Oh, man. It drives me crazy.
Shows you're getting old, Corby.
It's not about getting old.
They don't look back. They don't give a damn about what happened before them.
No, they don't.
That's too bad. Well, that was a good interview. That was really well done.
That guy was fun.
Yeah.
All right. It is 5:51 here on the ticket.
Should we go Wheels one more time?
Yes, let's put Wheels to bed.
Yep, we'll put Wheels to bed forever. All right.